Welcome to Josh and Annie's Disney Adventures. Pop in those earbuds and get ready to step into the Disney parks through the magic of binaural audio. Come along, won't you? This is episode 54 and the third in our series of Disneyland audio adventures. It's still our first full day in the parks, and we've just finished with Fantasyland, at least for the time being. We're heading into Tomorrowland, trying to decide what the first Tomorrowland ride of our trip should be. Well, imagine our surprise when we see a line going into Star Tours the day before annual pass holder previews are supposed to begin. Now, of course, we're planning to share in those annual pass holder previews in a few days, thanks to our friend Mike. Hi, Mike. Naturally, we investigate further, and boy, are we glad we did. Come along while we have our first glimpse of the newly updated Star Tours, and along the way, meet a couple of sweet Disney nerds in line. So, first Tomorrowland ride.
Star Tours.
Star Tours? If only. Not today. Hey, they repainted Astro Orbiter. Yeah, not the whole thing, but it's a little variety. It's nice.
I don't know. It feels a little flashy.
I think they might be transitioning it.
Yeah, doing part of it.
A little bit at a time. Yeah.
Gold don't work so well. Bronze.
Yeah.
They just need to move the whole thing back up to where it belongs.
Yeah, I know. Someday they'll make that whole people mover thing active again. Did Mike say when?
Tuesday.
That's
1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. It'll be worth asking. Yeah.
Can you
go out? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you sure there's not going to be something going on?
It's possible, but you know what? If we even get to go through the queue a little bit, that'd be awesome. Yes, I am.
Okay. You should say some measure of appreciation for his efforts.
Yes.
I was definitely wanted that too, but yes. Sorry for not patient enough to wait.
This is what it seems to be. This is just going to be wicked awesome.
Where did she get all those little brooches with like Pixar characters?
I've been, over the years coming here, I just found a store sometimes where cast members will have them and I'll trade them. So I've been collecting for like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, wow. Those are cool. And I love Disney characters. I've almost all the Disney songs on that.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, we really like to trade pins. We like to get weird characters. He's got really good ones, too. He's got really random ones.
This is my A to Z Disney character lanyard.
No way.
Wow.
All right, so how many of them can you name?
Well, that's Alice, of course.
Clonsworth.
That's, what's his name?
Oh, if you can get that one, that's big point.
From Cinderella. He's weird.
It all starts with a B, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruno.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that was good.
Awesome.
That's who's got, I forget his name.
Longsworth.
Doc?
Yep.
Eeyore.
Yeah.
Flounder.
Flint. Uh-huh. Flounder.
Genie.
Genie.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Iago.
Yeah.
Jane.
Yes.
And what's, I don't know his name.
Quart, the King of Hearts.
King of Hearts. Yeah.
And his name?
It's French.
Louis or something like
that? Something like that, yeah. That's how it starts.
Lumiere.
Lumiere, there you go.
Okay.
Mickey.
Goofy.
It's Goofy's son.
Oh.
I forget his name.
Oh,
and is that Nala?
Yeah, that's right. That's Nala.
Okay, where's the other one?
On the other side here.
That would be, oh, the little,
I know,
it's so simple, you're going to kick yourself.
What is it?
Owl.
Owl.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's, Pacha.
Yep, that's right.
Hunchback.
Now, which his name is?
Oh, starts with a Q.
Yeah.
Quasimodo.
There you go.
Robin Hood.
Yeah.
What's his name, Bree?
I don't know.
I know
that's Tramp.
Okay. Ursula.
Uh-huh.
Oh god, that's from that.
There's Wendy.
Yeah.
And this one is...
That's really obscure.
Oh, I don't
that's
even know.
That's from the Buzz Lightyear cartoon.
This is Yzma.
Yes.
And that one is...
Oh,
Lion King, right?
Uh-huh. Lion King.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's his name? God! I don't... Oh my gosh.
It's at the end.
It was at the end.
It was the end. Yeah.
Zerg.
I wanted to get a Zerg pin. Couldn't get one all by itself.
Oh, you couldn't?
Yeah. It's apparently very rare.
They're rare?
Yeah. I mean, there's pins with Zerg in that.
In them, but not by itself.
Not by itself, exactly.
That's weird.
And that was my rule for this. It had to be
Buzz
by themselves.
Yeah. About Buzz Lightyear?
Oh yeah, you can get tons of Buzz Lightyear pins. But Zorg's rare.
We named most of them.
Yes, you did. Okay, he's Zazu.
Zazu, that's what.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I forgot that.
And this guy, Stromboli.
Where is he from?
Pinocchio.
That's probably why, because I've only seen Pinocchio once or twice, and that was when I was a kid.
And who was that guy up there?
Wait, which one?
That was
Owl.
That was Owl, yeah. And this guy's name is Victor.
Victor.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you got all the rest.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I usually know my cartoons.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
they
this.
They take me a while.
XR.
XR, yes. That's...
And some of these I would not have known until I asked the cast member or had a friend of mine. He's like really, really. I mean, he like memorizes characters like nuts. So yeah. He helped me with this.
Disney characters and Disney songs and Disney movies are my favorite.
Yeah.
Out of any type of movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just
yeah.
I love
we actually just watched that for the first time like about a week ago.
Really into the princess. She's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Never made it.
Exactly.
So it's about time.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't think when I first saw the ads for that, I was like,
yeah, I was too, but yeah. It was really cute.
I was just kind of, I don't know if I want to see that. Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah, it was. I loved it. I have the songs on that on my iPod too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just a fanatic.
It's worth being fanatical over, I think.
As long as it puts it's a smile on your face.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I'm glad they started putting out more pins of Pixar characters. Said was like not today when we asked. Last night.
Well, we'll check after lunch when we get there.
Yeah.
I think that as far as this is concerned, we're just waiting around all morning until the kids are off until lunchtime.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't been in this room since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever come to this?
Yes.
I think they
one
changed
time.
The rules.
Yeah, they definitely have, because they have the new speeders. Star speeders. Yeah, I don't know what you call them. Star speeders?
Oh, star speeders.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I knew
it. I said it and I was like, is that right?
Oh, dude, I'm getting excited. Rides opening is, you know, like here at Disney World, there's no point in keeping it a secret. Like, everyone knows, there's no spoiler left. Everyone can talk to people and get on the ride at Disney World.
Yeah.
So if it's running, I'd do the ball.
That's true.
I was still with my mom. And to do,
I guess. No, I meant,
did Michael respond? Oh, I don't even know.
Vicious Rage.
Sweet. He said.
No, he just said it's great.
Maybe we don't
have to buy the annual passes after all. Yeah. Jack, is that right?
Structure.
I heard that it's the further rooms that they
Oh, okay.
Well, 1200. to kill them. Check. Laser cannon. Check. I said check out. Shut them down before you blow up the whole place. Sometimes, Arthur, I can't understand your logic at all. No, not at all.
That's re-recorded. Same dialogue, but...
Do you know anything about the change of ride?
Nothing. I know nothing.
You know something.
I mean, okay, a little bit.
What do you know?
I know that there's some random elements, and I know that okay, you've got the screens all around in 3D. That's it.
Attention. The lost baggage center is located on level 1. Bags may only be claimed by showing the receipt to the spaceport baggage attendant during regular operating hours. Thank you.
He's just he's programmed.
I don't know. It's probably watching.
Attention, please. All droids leaving the system must be cleared by customs control. Proof of ownership is required for all droid passengers.
Proof of ownership? We droids are made to suffer such indignities.
Good China, good China. You're a young fan of a judo, itty bitty pandor. Judo, itty bitty, cooked up total match. My reach in the archies, you know.
Sightseeing and we never get to see the sights. Other companies tour you so fast, it's all a blur. But on Star Tours, you'll never miss a thing. Introducing the IC360 Intelligent Camera System, available exclusively on all Star Tours flights. Our cam droids place you nose to nose with the galaxy's most dangerous creatures. Take you out into the most extreme climates. And put you right in the middle of the action. You'll see it all from the comfort and convenience of your Star Speeder seat. So no matter what your destination, experience the IC360 sensation. It's the scenic way to see the galaxy, and it's only on Star Tours.
I know, that's awesome.
No, oh, man, that's so cool.
It's all waiting for you on Coruscant.
Nonstop flights depart daily. Consult the Star Tours ticket agent for further details.
R2, I seem to be getting an unusual reading from the binary motivator. Perhaps we should run a systems check. Why anyone would want to race around the galaxy is quite beyond me. I'm certain you'll have a wonderful flight. I hear it's really quite lovely. If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Of the do not accept the package from a droid or people you do not know, and this, yeah, and this, you know, this droid taking you through a scan. Oh yeah, you can't really see what's going on in the center area.
Who are you?
C-3PO. systems analyst.
It's about time. Binary motivators.
Binary is not a second language, neither. I will fix the motivator.
Just make it quick. We're scheduled to depart in a few minutes.
Then there's no time to lose. Off with you. Go. Tell the droids. What? Oh, now this is not coming into me. Attention to the following safety information. When the automatic doors are opened, please proceed directly across the ramp into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraints securely fastened. And please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados, con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado, y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Spy.
Because you have a couple of hyperspace jumps, so
yeah,
that makes sense.
Wow, and it actually feels so real.
Yeah.
It felt more real than it did before when we were shooting.
And I love the whole thing where you like it, the creature grabs you and shakes you back and forth. That was so awesome. Yes. I think we will go again.
Sorry.
Yes, I agree, wholeheartedly.
Well, that's about it for this episode, but never fear, we will return with more Disney adventures next time. In the meantime, we'd love to hear your thoughts. send us an email. jandisney@yahoo.com, or leave a comment on the blog, jandisney.blogspot.com, or you can contact us through Twitter. You guessed it, @jandisney.
That doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah, it does.
Bring it back.
Our backing music is provided by kind permission of Nick Birdkey, also known as Pogo. You can find all of his music for download, including the track you're listening to right now, at pogomix.net. pogomix.net. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Quasimodo, Robin Hood,
Stromboli,
Tram,
okay.
Ursula,
Victor,
Wendy,
XR,
Yzma,
Zazu, that's what,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I forgot that.